Hi, it's Lou Ann Mitchell with Big Media USA, and I am so excited. I put on my goddess shirt today because I'm going to be interviewing the beautiful Dr. Angelica Christie, and she is beyond magnificent. So whatever you're doing, just it'll wait, okay? And get a pen ready, take some notes, and we're going to be telling you about an event. So if you have your calendar in front of you, get ready to mark the dates up because you're going to be traveling. Unless you're already in Florida or you're closer than I think. I'm over here in California. Traveling is real easy these days. We don't live in the day of stagecoach anymore. Thank you, God.
But not practical.
Exactly. But if you're next door to NASA or you're in NASA, oh, the Bahamas, the beautiful Bahamas, get ready because you're in for a treat. And you're going to be going somewhere really special, and we're going to come into life. So my goddess shirt, I'm feeling the vibe. I'm excited. Let's talk to Angelica a little bit about the most magnificent event, Success Through Proper Etiquette.
Yes, and it is in the Bahamas, and that's why I have this beautiful background. It really looks like this
here. Wow. Wow.
So I love it. I give you a little touch of, especially for those of our viewers who may experience snow and a bitter cold winter right now. Just imagine being in an environment where the pinks and the turquoise and white sand and golden sunlight, all of this just tickles you. Rejuvenates your body, inspires your mind, and you can come for a mini vacation, but the most important part of this special vacation will be to attend this incredible event, the most sophisticated event of the year in Nassau, New Providence, Bahamas. Everybody knows it from Atlantis. That's the island. And it is called Success Through Proper Etiquette.
Oh, that's just magnificent.
Yes, and it is to up-level your social manners and standards and etiquette, but also your business. You know, you stand out. You definitely stand out when you know how to bring manners, etiquette, and the know-how of what to say, when to say what, or to be quiet, or how to network in the most professional way, but also in the most sophisticated way. Yeah. Because today, you need to have something that makes you special. Unfortunately, really good manners, etiquette, sophistication, all of this has taken a nosedive in the modern world. But I believe that they are paramount to experiencing a full life, a successful life, personally and also in your business.
Oh, that's just perfect because all of us have had experiences, some admitted a little more readily than others. I'll tell you, I had an experience and it's so interesting and I want to share it with you because I'm going to ask, please, if you would share a little more about yourself. Mm-hmm. So I was widowed, and I was widowed quite young. But in those days, my husband had a European mother, and she was a very elegant lady. And one time, we had dinner at his mother's home, and she set a lovely table. And I grew up, you know, in North America, where in completely different background, and it came where she served us asparagus on the plate with dinner, and I used my fork. And she was horrified, and she said, "No." And she said, "We have to teach you a few things." And I said, she wanted me to pick up the asparagus with fingers. And so I wasn't married yet. I was just dating him then. And she looked over what I was wearing, and I must have been a speck of something on there. Maybe when I washed it, it was like a little bleach or something. And she said, "Honey, if you're going to marry into this family, we're going to talk."
Oh.
And so
intimidating.
She taught me a lot. she taught me a lot, you know. And then later in my life, I got into business and I did things. And, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, at the time, I said to who was to become my husband, I said, you know, I feel like I'm always being judged when we go to your mother's place. And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, well, you are. And he said, that's not a bad thing. Wouldn't you want to learn from that? And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. So I really encourage everyone to think about success through proper etiquette, because this helped me so much in my future in business. I had to travel the world. I ended up in a gourmet food business, and I dealt with a lot of people internationally. And as a leading woman entrepreneur of the world, I had to travel and I had to dine and I had to, as you say, network, etc. This is really imperative, people. And I'm telling you, so we can come to understand who you are. And then I wanted to know what made you move to the Bahamas.
Okay. So I come from Germany. I guess you probably can hear this from my little German accent. It's not a very heavy one, but I still have it. I come from a very old, over 1,000-year-old aristocratic family in Germany. My father's line actually came from Venice. So that's where my name comes from, Von Canal. And it's just an amazing thing when you be, when you grow up in those very traditional and high standard and even class system in a family like that. I felt a little bit isolated because there were certain people I was not supposed to play with, you know, or to converse with. So that really, really bothered me. So I developed a little bit to become a little bit of a rebel. I was a rebel for what I believed was just and right, and that didn't always fit in the class system. But I do have I believe I have this inner grace and elegance and the sophistication, the nobility. So it comes from somewhere. And I believe it just comes from my upbringing and the tradition of my family, all of these ancestors behind me. But then when I was 34 years old, I visited, I know this was not the first time I visited the Bahamas, but that's when I fell in love with a Bahamian man. Uh-huh. I met my soulmate.
I love a love story. Oh, everyone listening, we're out. And some of the ladies will be, oh, did your etiquette help you there?
Yes, I can help you with that too. Because I'm also a relationship coach. And you know.
Oh, magnificent.
Yes.
Magnificent. And you two are just the most beautiful couple. And everyone mentions on Facebook and social media, you're both a handsome couple. And you're a beautiful family. And you're just, I get chills when I think about you. You're just looking at your pictures and you're beautiful. You've created such a beautiful life.
Yeah, because thank you so much for saying that, Luann. And it is a blessing. But you see, I followed my heart. I followed my heart against all of the naysayers who said, this is crazy. How can you do this? It's bad for your family and the children and, you know, all of these naysayers. And we have, all of us have too many of them in our lives. Isn't that so? Because it stops you from doing what in your heart and in your soul you feel are called to do.
John Rivers would say, can we talk? You know, John Rivers would always say that. And I think as ladies, we get it, you know, on that particular subject and these others, we talk? Because here we are talking, and this is critical.
But then you see, I came from a totally different culture into the Bahamian culture. The German culture is very formal. You know, you don't call anybody by their first name, and we have the whole language structure is almost complicated and very formal, who you can call what. And so coming into the Bahamas, first of all, even though I knew a little bit of English, the Bahamian language is a little bit, just like almost a little bit of a dialect. I didn't understand people too well. And I wasn't used to being called sweetheart and gorgeous and, you know.
Then you get a lot of that, oh my goodness.
Yeah, but then I just experienced that incredible welcoming openness. And let me tell you, the being living in the Bahamas and having experienced the elements, the clear ocean, the clear air, the beautiful sunlight, the earth with all of the greeneries, and it is the somehow it is that nature that is within you, and when you also find it on the outside, it's you're pampered. It's a total blessing. I find
it's a sanctuary. It's a sanctuary.
It is a sanctuary. Oh.
Sacred in
and
a, in
we
a
need to do this, you know, the people who live in big cities and are so nervous all the time and overwhelmed and stressed with not only the traffic and everything that's going on, but also with competition and, you know, this constant on the go, makes us not only age earlier, but creates so much stress and disease. So taking a break and coming to the Bahamas and the end of January is exactly what you need for
you.
To start the year on a good foot. Yes. Abundance and everything that's there for you for the taking. But you need a healthy body, right? And you need to have a strong mind and know what you want and get the tools and get the education. Get yourself in a position where you know etiquette and where you know so that you can feel comfortable and confident in any situation, anywhere.
Well, that's a perfect segue to the next question that I had for you, because we actually, here at Big Media USA, where people are so excited about your station. Oh my goodness. We're getting letters and cards, and we are so proud to be on site with you with this particular event. And you're going to be doing some of your beautiful shows. You are the top host of this station, and you're going to be doing some of your shows right from there. And we have people lined up. So those of you, get over there, because this is limited. And you have to get your tickets now. But in addition to that, the beautiful Angelica is going to be hosting from there live. And we're going to be having her come over with all of the great excitement. And the First Lady of the Bahamas will be with you. So please tell us a bit about the event. And how would someone get a ticket or become a sponsor for this event if they're able to do that? Because you're going to be helping the Bahamas as well with the rebuilding process.
Yes.
Which is so wonderful, which is going to be a byproduct of already a magnificent event. So let's get behind you, 1,000% people. Let's get this going and let's help the Bahamas as well while we're doing it.
Yes, thank you so much. And you just put everything in one small, most important, the center of what this is all about. It is about, etiquette and manners and help you to excel in your business and in your personal life. And it also helps the Bahamas, especially the Grand Bahama Island, which was one of the two northern islands that were almost destroyed by this horrible Hurricane Dorian, the worst that the Bahamas ever experienced. And there is so much work to do, so many businesses are destroyed. And Marianne Parker, who is my co-host, and myself, we did this success through proper etiquette in May in Freeport, Bahamas. That was long before, there was months before the hurricane. And we wanted to do it, expand it, do it again in a bigger style and take it to Nassau. But then Dorian came. And that was supposed to happen in November, the event. So Dorian made a big thrust that right out. But Nassau, New Providence, the beautiful island, actually the main island, has not been touched at all. So we are going to hold this event now in Nassau at the British Colonial Hilton Hotel.
Wow, that's a beautiful hotel.
Yes, and that's on the 31st of January. And Yay. Marianne and myself, we will teach that course, 3 hours for the general admission. And then we have a VIP that also allows you to come to the pre-event, which is spearheaded by the First Lady of the Bahamas. And maybe even the Prime Minister will be there. When I spoke with her, she said she will try to make him come as well. And he said he will. Unless
women are invited, is what I'm hearing as well. Then, so yeah. Some of the ladies that are listening and the fine gentlemen yes. that welcome us. This is yeah. a ladies and gentlemen event. So yes. make that Thank little you. Romantic getaway. Let's go have some fun in this beautiful yes. part of the world.
It has everything to offer. You're romantic and beautiful. A little rejuvenation of body, mind, and spirit. Meet. You know, high-ranking government officials, maybe the Prime Minister and the First Lady. High-ranking entrepreneurs, great business people, rub shoulders with celebrities, make connections, and all in a place that is ranked right now as a top place to visit. Nassau, Bahamas, has just been voted again for to be, I think, the second top destination.
Well, that's magnificent. And I got to tell you, what an opportunity. Now, I'm wondering as well, because this is so exciting to me and to so many. Thank you, all of you, all of our listeners, Big Media USA. You've been writing in and sending some questions. And many, many women have asked me to ask you, do you mentor or coach women? And how would they get a hold of you? I promised them I will. And we had Marlene, and I know you as well, Linda, you sent in. And we also had in our good friend, Marsha. And I can go on and on. I love all of you, and we're so excited. And you're going to have, and already have people already lined up, a massive following that want to get on your station and your show, see who you're going to be interviewing. And you and Marianne will be doing shows on yeah. one of your channels. And so people watch for that, because right. on Big Media, we have an announcement right there on our homepage, and those are going to be coming up very, very soon. But people want to know if they could contact you directly for mentoring and coaching. And if they were to do that, where would they go to do that? Do you have a website? And is there a Facebook page for you, and also an event page?
Yes, all of it. All of it. My website right now is, we are just creating a new one, but it's still Angelica at angelicachristi.com. And Angelica, because I'm German, is spelled with a K. So it's A-N-G-E-L-I-K-A. Beautiful. And Christi is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. angelicachristi.com.
Please make a note and get on that website. And yes. all you ladies, and there were some gentlemen as well, because they absolutely. Wanted to get some coaching from you as a gift to men for absolutely. Their daughters who are just absolutely. Going to college. And they said, wouldn't this be perfect for my young girl just going to college? So gentlemen and ladies, go to angelicachristi.com, and also the Facebook sites.
Yes, the Facebook, of course, it's when you go on Facebook for my name, because there is nobody else, I think, Angelica with a K. Yeah, there is one other one. And then I have the event page on Facebook for the event, Success Through Proper Etiquette. So
I love it. I love it. We will see that. And gosh, it just...
Yes, I mean, it would be so amazing. I can guarantee you that when you come and be with me, and you say you come from this show, Luann said you will get a very special, you will get the royal treatment.
Oh, yay. Well, I love you with all my heart. And I mean that. All of it. All of it. And, you know, there's some other parts that people have a little bit of, but you got all of it. I love you. You've helped me so much. You're a mentor and an inspiration to me and to you and your beloved husband as well. We are so grateful, grateful for you in this life and for all the great works you're doing. Mwah! From me to you, and thank you, listeners. Okay, let's team up and help the Bahamas, and let's get our etiquette in order. I'm excited.
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.